Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome back, Rare Talks. You already know what it is. Like, comment and subscribe. If you haven't already, go to the YouTube and hit up the YouTube and subscribe. A lot of people are not subscribed. Please subscribe to the YouTube.
I watch.
Yeah. And also make sure you go to the Spotify because we've got exclusive content that's on the Spotify that is not on the YouTube. So, you know, go there and there. You know what I'm saying? And today we're joined by a special guest.
Epic. Legendary.
A legend in the end.
Legend.
If you don't know who this guy is, then you're a little bit young. And yeah. We can't really rate you still. Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
And you don't know about UK.
You know what I'm saying? So we're joined by none other than Ill Mill, the general, saluting when he passes, yeah?
Come on, my brother.
Respect my bros, man. I appreciate it, man. And I appreciate what you lot have been doing as well, man. Before we started like our thing, Free Smoke Podcast, I was looking at you lot's thing as well and I said, wow, Rare started. I'm saying, so I love that, bro, man. And it's positive. It's not man's just here chatting shit about people, your topics and subjects and discussing like certain issues that need to be discussed, you know what I'm saying? So I love that, bro, man.
Love for that, bro.
Appreciate it, man.
So let's start from the beginning, Mills.
Whoa.
Let's start from the beginning. What primary school did you go to?
I'm a bad breed, man. I went to like three primary schools, bro, man. I went Sunny Hill.
Straight a minute.
Yeah, that was my first.
Yeah.
And then I got kicked out of there. And then I went Telford Scott, Balham. Mm-hmm. And then I went Allen Edward, Scotland. I said Scotland. Crazy. Stockwell. Yeah, Stockwell.
Yeah. And then secondary school, you went Dunraven, innit?
Yeah.
Five secondary schools.
Blows on skirt fire upon them. What?
But I all went like IT centres and all that sort of stuff. Psychiatrists and all that sort of stuff. That's what people don't know. I had a man come into my house. Like, they really thought I was like, you know, like taps, like mad or something like that. He used to come... chat rubbish to me, bro. So I just used to put my foot up on him. I know I'm not mad.
Yeah,
I'm just,
of course.
The things we're doing at school, I would get in trouble like for, I do my work's spot on, but then after that's done, man wants to play about in the classroom and play. Then them sort of things leading to fights. Mm. And then, you know, that sort of stuff. Just being boisterous, innit?
Mm-hmm. So, you see when your experience, how long was you in Dunraven for? Until what year?
See, this is nuts. People's going to think I'm crazy, bro, man. I was in Dunraven for 6 months.
Lausanne School?
From the first year.
How? In year seven?
From year seven, I got kicked out.
What? Was you fighting or?
Nah, do you know what? That was a messed up one. I was bad in there, I ain't going to lie. But this one was kind of mad. Like, we was training for the football team in that year. Mm. And the coach said, no one can't go to the toilet. If you go to the toilet, blah, blah, he's going to like be mad. But I was bursting. I needed to go. So I went up to the toilet. The teller like, let me back it. Things were getting stolen out of the locker room.
Yeah, that's normal.
No one can't go to the toilet, but I'm bursting now.
Yeah. Mm.
So I had to go. I'm not going to steal no one's thing. So I went up there, went toilet. He see me come back and then he started shouting in my face, bro. So I must have said like, obviously I can't remember at the time what I said, but I must have been rude, then left. And these were his exact words. I'm going to make sure that you're not here tomorrow. Right. So I got ready for school in the morning and that. And just as I was about to leave the door, phone call. So my mum said, Wayne, blah, 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 come back. And that's it, man. It was no more Dunraven.
Dunraven strict, isn't it?
Strict. No, that's what I like about it. That's what I like about it. That's because
they're strict. They don't play them games, though.
Let me tell you, you know Spoon, my brother,
man. Yeah.
Spoon couldn't go on no school trip because of me. So he never got to go France. He never got to go, like, Holland. He never got to do nothing because of me. And these times, I'm expelled, gone, doing different schools. Spoon couldn't do nothing. I feel bad about that still, but you could ask him.
No way.
Yeah, he couldn't do nothing, man.
That's mad still.
Is that juicy?
Yeah.
Yo.
So, yeah, man.
So, what school did you go to after?
Dick Shepherd, Tulsa.
Man said Dick Shepherd blows.
The baddest school. That
if man doesn't
down.
Know, let me put something down for man, yeah?
Hey.
If man don't know what Dick Shepherd is, you're not from the ends. Again, you have to be...
You're just not certified.
You're just not certified.
You don't know. You're not old
You went to Dick Shepherd.
Yeah, I went to Dick Shepherd, yeah.
Brother, they did not love you, bro. They sent you to the hood.
Yeah, no, it was still...
But was that the only school that would accept you at that time, basically?
Yeah, at that time. So I went Dick Shepherd after that. That was crazy, bro, man.
Like that's some experience.
That was crazy. Like even like the first day I walked in,
yeah,
I see like she's a girl from like Tulsa Hillsides, New Park, known, and the boys known from like New Park, Tulsa Hillsides as well. I see like them fighting. So, but the girl was holding her own. She wasn't, you know, like most girls pulling hair and that. No, she's going bang, bang, bang to the guy. So I said, "Wow, this school's crazy, bro."
But Your first day?
Yeah, first day it was nuts, bro, the things I saw. That people get robbed in the playground in that school, man. Even though I'm gonna say it was just 20p, but there was like a certain girl everybody knows in Dick Shepherd was this guy coming up to man, what? Where's your money? Give me 20p. You know what I'm saying? Certain people were freeing it up, bro, man. If you didn't free it up and you held your own, you was cool and you was loved and you was one of the family. That's what I liked about that school. Like it didn't matter about like the 5th years wasn't saying, right, these are some little youths, move from us. You know what I'm saying? If you're in, you're in. So in the foyer in the morning, you see everybody chilling together. That's what I liked about it. Like, this is bad. Like, say, St. Martin's, yeah? The girls' school. You know, it's just up the road from there.
So
one of their girls had a fight with one of our girls. The whole of our school rushed the girl.
Oh. Damn. What, in the playground?
No, up St. Martin's. They went
it was the whole school.
Boys and everybody included. St. Martin's is a girls' school.
It's just girls.
That's what I'm saying about our school. Like, once you're in, everybody's coming.
Everyone,
I know enough man who's like way older than me just because of that school. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody just used to kind of like mess with each other. Dick Shepherd, I loved it, but I was just about to get kicked out of there.
What? Yeah. You was going to get kicked out of Dick Shepherd?
I was always suspended. Always suspended. It was too... It was crazy, bro, man. Like, my first fight in Dick Shepherd was with a 5th year.
What?
Yeah, it was with a 5th year.
How?
He was just talking wicked, innit, man? Or talking something, man, but, like, it was mad. Most of the 5th years knew me, and if they didn't know me, they knew, like, my bros and all these sort of things there. So, one in particular, he was, like, a younger 28 in my school. Even though I punched up the youth, but he was there. He had my back. But the thing he drawed out and showed me that he had my back was crazy. And that's in school times. It was long, bro.
Yeah.
It was long still.
See, that's what I'm saying. People say that it's something new, what's going on now. But it was happening. It was just...
Nah, it was happening. Man. What are you on about? Knife crime?
Yeah.
I got stabbed at 14.
What?
Bro.
Yeah, I got stabbed at 14. Not at 16, 15, 18, 17. I got stabbed at 14, bro.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
Beginning of man's
knife crime.
Years.
So when I'm seeing all of this stuff... It's been going on. It's maybe not as much, but it's been going on. Yeah. It's been going on.
Yeah, man, because people are making...
Crime, gun crime especially, you get me, in that era as well. There's a lot of gun crime going on.
Yeah, so from Dick Shepherd now, I went to Croydon.
What?
Ashburton.
Now, so that's what's like the third school now?
Third school, yeah. So now this is like, it's like a gold mine. It's not like Dick Shepherd. Dick Shepherd's like one of the roughest schools, if not the roughest school in the South. So when I'm going to this school, I'm seeing white kids in the playground. I'm seeing Asian kids in the playground. And my mentality is just way advanced. Way advanced. Like, I'm more advanced than the 5th years. Like, they ain't even at my... You know what I'm saying? So I'm chilling with, like, those as well in that school as well. But in that school, I didn't really have to put in the work. But I will tell you one thing. I had, like, a racketeer that I had £55 every single day. I didn't really have to put in no work. One time, man, like, knocked out a gypsy. He come there, because you know how gypsies are, they like to fight, so...
Enough of them up them sides.
Yeah, everyone was shook with him, though. No one, because he punched someone up, like, the day before. So it's like, everyone was shook. So we're in the playground, and he's like, yeah, me, innit? Like, he wanted me. So I just knew I'm from South, innit? As soon as he said me, bam, bam, two bangs, he was down and out. And even after that, he got up and shook my hand and said, you know what, that was a good punch. And after that, me and him was cool. So they're, like, always been fighting, man. So I've always loved gypsies. Always loved that culture.
Because they're honest.
Man said Ashburn had a racketeer.
No, I had a racketeer in that school.
You're lucky you never got hit for a recall,
bro. You see how Croydon is now?
Yeah.
It's different to like...
How when it used
to be. Yeah, it was nothing, but the black people up there was different. Like, yeah. We wouldn't even consider them like us, bro, man. I'm telling you, they were so far gone. They was like white boys.
Yeah.
And they wanted to be white boys. I'm telling you, not like there's man's racist or anything, but that's what they wanted to be at that time there, man.
Yeah, it was mad. Yeah, them times are different.
It was real neaky.
Yeah.
That's the right word still. Real neaky up there still.
Aight, so what happened after Ashburn?
I got shipped out, man.
No, but you're moving like you've done a prison sentence.
This is why I thank Allah, you know, that I haven't done a prison sentence because I've done so much schools young. So, you know, like people go prison and they have to, like, they meet so much people.
So,
I think I've done it young. That's one thing I always say as well, because after Ashburton, I got shipped out, I had to go country. So, I lived in Wolverhampton.
Wolverhampton?
Yeah.
What?
So, what was the culture difference up from there
from
to here?
Wolverhampton's cool, you know. It's got its bad parts. Like, you got Heathtown. That's, like, a bad part up there. And the next part was bad at the time, Whitmarines. So it was Heathtown and Whitmarines. They would beef. Those were the baddest parts. Heathtown had the more of the name. School up there, you couldn't be a bad boy or a clown. You just had to do your work. So my grades and everything was good. The head teacher was actually from Lyndon Bailey's. And when I said I was going back, because I stayed there for a year, I said, yeah, Lyndon Bailey's accepted me now, innit? So I said, yeah, I'm going to Lyndon Bailey's, man. He said, nah, I don't want you to go back there, man. Because he knew I was going to decrease.
That's right, yeah.
But school up there was good, played football up there, done well. I even got accepted for like a YTS at Wolverhampton Wanderers. I used to play for Starbridge Town. That's like a semi-pro club up there as well. So I used to play for their youth team up there. Their actual manager for the youth team was like a Man City scout as well at that club. So that was good. So really and truly, I shouldn't have come back. But up there, bro, see like maybe 7-8 o'clock at that time, there's no shops open.
Quiet.
It's dead. It's ghost town, bro. And I used to walk miles up there, man.
You just go to a shop, innit?
Everywhere, just far, to go to a shop. You got to go town, basically, to do anything. You got to go town. So, yeah, I was up there for a year. It was good. Like I said, that's where I got stabbed.
So it's up there?
Yeah, I got stabbed in country, man. That would never in London, man. Never. It had to be a place I don't know. No one don't. You know what I'm saying? And the youth was, like, even way older. I'm 14, he's 18.
Whoa.
So you can't really, you ain't getting no stripes off of that or anything like that. And then that's afterwards, unique. There's,
of course. Say no more.
Come on, bro.
That's mad. So when you came back to Lillian Bailey's, is that where you met most of everybody from the ends in Bailey's? Because Bailey's, I heard a lot of man back in the days, there was bare man from Bricky everywhere that used to go Bailey's.
Yeah, when I went, it was like everyone who got kicked out went Bailey's, innit? So everyone was there. There was a bunch of us from Streatham. All the like Brixton, from all over, man. Kennet and all over, man. Met a lot of people in Bailey's as well. Good people, man. Yeah.
So you see, after Bailey's, did you go to college after that? Or did you say, yeah, I'm not going to college?
I went to college for a bit, you know. But the phone was just doing a madness, so I couldn't, I'm just being real with you, innit? I'm giving you, I couldn't sit down and do it. I even actually done like a course, you know, electrical installation. I was doing well at that as well. But the same thing again, my phone was ringing. And this is something I was having a conversation with my bro the other day. I was saying, you know, like when you grow up too fast and you do things too fast, you get money too fast. Like in your like some people when they hit their 20s and 30s, that's where they want to drive and get more and like establish things. But man done that from like by the time 20, man had done a lot. So you know that drive what certain people's got, what they're really, I want to establish this for my family or this and that. And plus we wasn't getting told that in the community, well, you could buy a house for 30 grand 50 grand that's at right. Manchester. We're blowing money in raves and stupid things, blowing money on in designer Gums clothes and stores and stuff and on cars and on bikes and on just stupid things. Like that's one thing I wish that our elders would have told us, but they may not have known.
Yeah, that's
so what I don't like to blame them too much. They may not have known. But now we do know is to install that in our offspring. Younger, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is. So they don't make the mistakes we did.
Facts.
And yeah, so you grew up in Streatham, isn't it?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. But originally...
It's Stockwell, isn't it? Originally I was watching the Kid of Peating.
Lansdowne Green Estate.
See.
And then my mum moved to Streatham still.
Okay.
Yeah, Streatham, so even Streatham was weird.
Yeah, how was it in Streatham?
Streatham was weird. It was like...
It's divided, isn't it?
There was like like my bro used to tell me when they, like at night, because he was older, innit? So I wouldn't have been out of the house and he said that there was like white vans and they would throw shit on you and shit and call you nigger and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that Pollard Hill was not far from
there. Yeah, see, down there's always been
you
like
had your madness.
Yeah, now you can't, Mitchell, I think Pollard Hill might still be like that now.
No way, bro. Yeah, no man, way. Go down there, bro. I'm not even having it.
He said, no, Pollard. Yes, yeah, no, definitely down there at that time.
Like that
so yes, yeah, so Streatham, Mitch, I remember Mitchum was around there like that as well. So Streatham had that, but by the time I grew up and was out, there was none of that. I didn't experience none of that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I think I was even speaking to someone about this. I think yesterday, the day before, I said the shoe was on the other foot because man was looking at them man like food.
Facts.
Yeah. Anytime man saw a man. I'm not just not being racist, but anytime I saw a white guy in my ends walking past, I was like, thank you. I was like looking up to the sky like, thank you, this guy's gonna get. And then you just, if you walk through the ends and you was, bruv, you're just getting murked.
There's no white people in the ends no more. So this is the next point I will say, like most of the white boys I grew up with, they're not about, even their families, man. It's even hard to see a white family. If you go and speak to them, they're most probably going to be Polish or Eastern European or something. They're not going to be white English like how Jack the Lad, like how we saw them when we was younger. They're gone, bro. I don't know where they're gone, but they're gone. Yeah. And Kent and stuff, innit?
Yeah, they got out, man. They got out. That was a scary time for them because the shoe went on the other foot. See, from that time, all that stuff that was going on.
Our parts of the area.
Yeah. No, I'm saying everywhere, bro. Everywhere, because we weren't the only ones putting in work.
No, obviously, man, but you know that there's certain ends, like Ilmo just said, like even...
Pollard's
still be like that now, so you get me. But definitely she was on the other foot. Man never experienced none of that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I never experienced that.
I think it's a good thing as well still. Because multicultural, innit? And we got to be diverse. So we got like white friends, Asian friends, Somalian friends, African friends, all sorts of friends. So I think it was better like that. And even when you look at the playground now, it's even better because they got South American and all that. There's been an influx of South American people, so it's going down still.
Yeah, it's true though.
It's a good time for the kids anyway. They don't have to go through any of that. I feel like racism now in schools is really like rare. Like I think all the kids would be like, "Bro, what are you on?" Because there's so much diversity, like Chinese, white. I think that was going on in my era, but now it's even more.
I didn't even experience that in my time. So you're spot on with what you're saying. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe if someone grew up in far north or somewhere like that, but I didn't experience none of that sort of stuff. Like what you said, in the playground, we was the dominant force.
Yeah.
And that's all it was, man.
That's a fact, still.
That's all it was, man.
Yeah. So also as well, how did you man from Streatham and that link up with like man from Brixton and that? Because I know you guys...
PDC or something?
Yeah, even with like Fields and that old
The Stinks is family. Yeah. Stinks is family. That's family. Say like Inch is PDC. We went to school together. We went Bailey's together. And most people... we just used to deal with in the hood day to day, innit, man? Or if just certain activities was going on and they needed certain things, they would check, man, because they knew that man
was active.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
Sick. Because,
But a most important point I want to put as well, like, man just always been cool and humble. Never tried to act bad or nothing like that. Always had respect for people, you know what I'm saying? So people like that. And so you get to meet a lot of people when you do that. And a lot of people like to mess with you when you've got them characteristics.
Mm-hmm. So you see when growing up, what do you think changed? Because you know, like everyone goes through that changing, there's like something that happens to you that changes you, makes you either goes like more into the roads or more into something else. Like it's like an event that happens to most people. Like for me, instantly I got robbed at when I was like 14 for my 5510. I was telling someone about this the other day.
The face off
with my aerial. That day, man, robbed me. My innocence left me. Yeah, I just thought, right.
Where was you by yourself?
Yeah. And I was with my brethren, but he was shook. So he just stood there. You know them old school ones? The man says, let me see your phone. I'm like, oh, brother. I haven't got a phone in me, you know. They're like, let me check your pockets. I'm like, oh man. That was at 13, 14. And that was the first time I ever got robbed, yeah. And from that day, I was like, I was proper hurt. And I said, I'm gonna go out and no one's robbing me. I'm being the perpetrator now. Never again. And then from that day, my life of crime just started because I just thought I'm gonna start robbing people.
You started abusing people then.
I started to rob people, bro.
So it had the wrong effect then, really.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. So some people they were curled up, but me, I just went out there and said, I'm getting four phones today. I'm getting back what I had and more because the world's not fair. Why did I get robbed? That time I've never robbed someone before, so in my mind, why am I getting robbed? I've never, you know, like when you start to, you know, when you're young, you you make you think of things the way that you want to think of it. So you say, "Well, I've never robbed someone, so why would someone want to rob me?" You know, it doesn't make sense. So now you're like,
it's not a fair world, isn't it?
That's what I say, like, when people say, like, they're not involved in the streets and the stuff like that, but they don't know the streets can come to you.
Of course.
It doesn't matter if you've got a 9-to-5 job or anything. They might see you, like you said, with your phone, your laptop, and people are hungry, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. And then, especially because you're not from the streets, you look like the easy target. So that's why some, and there's a lot of, that's, most robbers are opportunists, innit? So that's what it is.
So what happened, what event do you think happened with you that made you changed on that ride?
Into what? Into crime?
Yeah.
Bruv, I was born into this, man. Yeah, I was born into that. But I'm the son of a bank robber, bro, man.
Okay.
My dad was a bank robber, bro, man. You know what I'm saying? Like that's how I came up. My uncles, which is like Stinks's, you know, dad and stuff like that, they're known for what they're doing. Then I had my big bros and that. They were, one of my big bros, well, two of them were 28, so older 28, it's not even younger 28. So I've just come up in a mad life of, you know, like that Menace Society, Boys in the Hood stuff. Like, like I said, like even like with our movie, like me and Spoon, we have to start it like when we was younger and we found the gun under the bed and we was playing with it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how it really was, man. So that's what our life was like. It wasn't, nothing wasn't, come on, look. My mum had 8 children. That's 6 boys, 2 girls. Wow. So that should tell you what my life was like. Yeah. And we're not rich.
Yeah, yeah, of course, of course.
Yeah, of course, from the trenches.
We're not rich, bro. Yeah. And my mum's from country. My mum's from Wolverhampton. That's why I went up there, because my grandma was living up there as well. But when my grandma actually died when I was up there. So I had the whole house to myself. So I was up there for like a year.
Well, by yourself?
Yeah. I remember I got stabbed in the first week. Wow. Brothers wanted me to come back. Everyone said, no, come back. But as a man, I said, I cannot come back. I'm from London. I can't come here, get stabbed in the first week, and I'm duck out.
Yeah. No,
and then they got some story. They got some story. Yeah, the London that come up.
Yeah, man, running up. That's what you're saying, no?
But I got family up there, man. And like, yeah, so, yeah, I got family up there, man.
So you're saying that it was basically, because you know, you got two people. You got someone that's born into it and then someone who gets into it.
Yeah, no, I was born into this, man. I didn't get into nothing, man. Everything I saw, it was just destined to happen. People would have expected worse for me. You know, like when I was younger, people used to wash their mouth on me, say you're going to meet your match, you're going to go to jail and stuff. I just thank Allah that none of that's happened.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
Yeah.
Where did you get the name Ill Mill from?
That wasn't really the name, you know. It's always been Millie Wayne.
Millie Wayne?
Always. Yeah, always been Millie Wayne.
Well, even from...
We always know you from
Ill Mill. Yeah, because Snake started calling me Ill Mill. SMS times, but it's always been Millie Wayne still.
Is it?
Yes. Stinks' dad called me that. He named us all from like birth. He even called Spoon and...
No way.
Yeah. He named us all from birth. He even called Stinks.
I was just about to say...
No way.
Yeah.
That's sick.
That's how man got the name, man. It's all like organic. It ain't even like, you know, like man trying to think of a name or anything. I remember a name I did try to call myself, Gutsy or Guts or something. I used to tag it on the buses and on the walls and stuff like that. But my man called me that way before all of that, you know what I'm saying? And then it just stuck back to that, man. Mm. It got back to that. But Ill Mill, Snakes called me that. And I think he might have got it from that Nas shit, like Ill Will.
Yeah, Ill Will.
As I kind of got older, I said, nah, man, I don't really like this name, Ill Mill. It's known, innit? And that's for the rapping, but the core name is Millie Wayne. That's what it is, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. You hit me on a surprise on that. So how did SMS form?
That's what I was just about to ask. Because
that for me was like a legendary time
epic,
in South.
Epic store.
Yeah, so Spoon, Smalls. You know Smalls, yeah?
Yeah, below.
Yeah.
Of course.
They're making like garage and all this sort of stuff, man. Like, see them, like Spoons investing these stuff into equipment, making them beats and stuff like that. Smalls is the MC. He's always been cold, like tearing down cool school, big garage, jungle raves back in the day and stuff like that. So we're seeing them doing their stuff. We're still on the streets doing our stuff. And then like, I just said to Spoon one day, nah, man, forget that sort of stuff. And then I started to bring all the man them in. So I'm driving around every kind of, because I was always on the road, so I'm driving to Norwood. There was, say like, remember Sparrow?
Yeah.
He used to like MC these times. So he would have been SMS because I used to drive, and I didn't want it to be just a Streatham thing. Mm. I wanted it to be a whole of South thing. because, you know what I'm saying?
South Man Syndicate.
Yeah, South, the syndicate up the South. So the whole of South is just one, you know what I'm saying? But so yeah, I'm driving around looking for artists. Sparrow, Spider, these two were from Norwood. We had two youths from Peckham, Reciprocal and Nominous. Remember Corey Johnson?
Yeah.
Corey was around. He wasn't actually in SMS, but he was around. Who else was the early stages? So we're just driving around. And at first, we just used to just freestyle in the room, write lyrics and stuff like that, and do shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, just muck about. I think it was taking man's attention from the road, which was a good thing. Mm. And then Snakes, Smalls, Shaq, me. Am I missing anyone? Nah. And Spoon. Then we just... Those are the people who started to take it serious. Mm. So then Snakes, Shaq and Smalls, they made a diss track called Anytime. Do you remember it?
No.
Who was it to you?
So Solid.
Oh,
yeah, I think I do remember.
So they made a diss track to Solid, but it was getting like banged out on radio. Like Choice FM was banging it out every day. Like, I wasn't a part of that because I didn't believe in dissing people that you don't know. So I just said, nah, I'm not jumping on that, man. I can't be dissing them there, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I think they didn't diss them because they was hating. They just saw it as a way. They're the most probably the hottest people at the time, and most probably we feel we're better. Let's, you know what I'm saying? But then so we was doing like grime for a while, basically. Like what, like Pay As You Go, Heartless Crew. We was all doing like little things, shows and like with these sort of people, like man spitting grime lyrics and all that sort of stuff. Then man just had enough of that. Like, we couldn't be doing that because it didn't
resonate with man's lifestyle.
Resonate with man's lifestyle. Yeah. And what man wanted to express through music, it wasn't making man express. It was more like a jump up kind of feel good thing, the grime.
Yeah.
Man wanted to talk to them and rap. So then, we started to do the rapping thing, man. And done the Black Album, which cost a lot of money to make as well, man.
Did it?
Yeah, definitely, man.
Because that's what I'm saying. At that time, what was your... Because
it was like...
You was like, your branding strategy was... I even watched the episode with like GL7, innit? And he was even saying, you lot were the legends. Yeah. SMS were the legends at marketing and branding.
Yeah, you got...
Logos and stickers were everywhere. People was wearing t-shirts. I even think, if I remember right, I think I see someone with a SMS smart car.
Yeah, we had the A-Class.
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 See it in the hill and that, innit? SMS was big, fam. Like, you lot were the first ones that I saw.
Yeah, now everyone just used to come together. And because at the time, like, the Islam thing just come into the community. So everyone was just trying to be real brothers, and there was a real sense of brotherhood at the time, so it was lovely, man. Definitely, I loved those early times, like from 2003 to say about 8. The brotherhood was beautiful in South London.
Yeah, because there was something that you lot done, and it's still to this day. A lot of people don't know this, but you lot kind of made it safe for people to be Muslims, black youths from the ends, because it wasn't something that was known before. You lot don't realise your reach. I don't know, you lot didn't realise your reach.
Do you want me to tell
reach.
You a story, bro? Go on. This is nuts, bro. That we even came around onto that path, because there's one time my grandma used to always come down from country again, Wolverhampton. So we had a friend, his name was Omar. One time he come to the door. He was normal, like just a street guy before. He come like to the door in his camise and that. And my grandma smashed him. She said, get this devil out the house, blah, blah, blah. We're all laughing, like cussing him too. Like, not as she's cussing him. She's cussing him religiously. Like, she's on some different thing. But it's just mad how that my whole family turned that way, because the way it kind of started. Not my grandma, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's mad.
It's mad because you lot basically made it cool for black youths to be Muslims and be safe.
Yeah.
And you lot don't realise, I know you lot never realised this, but I always rate you lot for this. Basically, man that was Muslim at one time was safe. Like, you could just be Muslim and be cool.
Yeah.
Like, man won't trouble you. Like, you could say, I'm not even on the road thing, I'm a Muslim now. And man would respect it because of what SMS put in foundation from 2008.
Facts.
For what you lot put in foundation, youths grew up saying, bro, like, it's cool to be Muslim, bro. Like, what are you talking about, bro? Like, them man are Muslim. We talk about
You remember our times when we was going to school, there wasn't much Muslims in school. And if you go now, the playgrounds are filled with black, like Somalian, Jamaican, even white. Like, some you might even get South American. It's like, that's what's going on out here, man. It's a good thing still.
It's a beautiful thing, man.
It's a good thing.
It's a beautiful
and
thing.
And what was your your music influences when you was growing up as well? Like,
I'm a Mobb Deep man.
No straight way, Mobb Deep.
Yeah, I'm Mobb Deep man.
Prodigy and
Prodigy. Yeah, Hell on Earth. Hell on Earth.
Them albums are scary, bro.
And the one before that. But it started with Ragga before that, innit?
That's what I think. Ninja Man, Supercat,
the Yellow Man, Tiger. You know, like all these sort of people. Me trying to imitate being that. I never ever thought I would be like a rapper in the booth. That wasn't in the life. Most probably when I was younger, I thought I was going to be a footballer.
Yeah.
Because I'd done a lot of that. But I never ever thought that I'd be in the booth rapping. No way. Yeah.
And another thing that I saw from you lot when I was growing up is that you guys were one of the first that I heard.
Mm.
I know there was like the Rodney P's or whatever, but UK rap in a rap UK accent.
Mm.
Like none of you man was spitting American. You see what I'm trying to say?
No.
And it was official. When I used to hear Ill Mill on the chat, I'm like, yeah, it's certain. You get me? I even hear Stinks.
Yeah, where did that come from? Because obviously everyone used to try to do the American thing.
Mm.
Why didn't you lot go through that route?
Man couldn't be doing that, man. Definitely. Man wanted to create like our own identity. We just knew that wasn't created yet. It's now I would say it is, but even I wouldn't say the Americans respect us like that, where they're pumping UK music in their streets. So how we talk about US artists, like we'll say Jadakiss is cold. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they're talking about UK artists like that. But
no.
We were just trying to build something over here. You know what I'm saying? Which is built now. Mm-hmm. We've got our own scene.
Mm.
Yeah. Because I feel that, you see the flow that you guys set as well. Do you feel that kind of diverse and like help the game to where it is now, basically?
Definitely.
Like, even like Young Meth was part of you man's team. Yeah. Young Meth was big at stage. Then Young Meth helped Krypton, Conan, Dubs, all these guys.
If you know like the link and the lineage, you would know that nothing stems from man, you know what I'm saying?
100, but that's a fact.
Yeah. Man ain't here to just, you know what I'm saying, brag about it or anything, but if you know definitely, man. Because like you said, Snakes was with us, and then Snakes had what? Section Boys. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And look what that birthed.
Yeah.
Near enough the whole drill scene. Some people will say they were the first. I don't know.
Yeah.
But some people will say that they're one of them, definitely. So like them, 6-7.
Yeah, they
150.
Were. 6-7,
4-10, 150. They were still.
And
Section, because Section was the first to do that trappish.
But Section was doing that way before a lot of people.
Yeah, and it definitely was like a trappish kind of sound.
Definitely.
Trappish, drillish sound on a fast kind of beats and that.
So. Yeah, definitely. I stamp that. They were.
It's crazy because time just, it's mad how everything changed. Like, I think, do you think that you lot came before your time? You know that, that's, do you ever sit there and think, raw, we came too early?
Ahead of your time.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Nah, because there wouldn't even have been a scene now then if that was the case.
That's true.
So it's only right. It's just the mad thing is that we most probably didn't get paid like how these people's getting paid now from rap. That's most probably the only thing.
Mm.
But other than that, nah, everything was for a reason, man. Everything was for a reason.
That's true, you know. I like what you said still, because if there wasn't guys like yourselves, even the PDCs, the North Stars and that, the game how it is now, we'd still be rapping in American, fam, doing drill in American, like, ooh, you get me? Yeah.
Or would it even feel comfortable, like, to talk about, like, just like, say, like, how you're dressed? I mean, you know, like, how we do it in the UK, like, what am I supposed to be, like, just rapping American? So I've got to be talking their slang. I'm lying, basically, don't it?
Exactly.
So,
it's fiction.
Yeah, it's just best, and I'm glad that came straight to the forefront, that everyone just wanted to start rapping how they do it. Even the country ones, like if they're from Birmingham, they rap in their Birmingham accent, you know what I'm saying? Manchester, their slang, everything. So it's about being yourself. That's the main thing, bro. A lot of people get lost in the sauce when they rap, man, and egos and all sorts of stuff come into play.
100%.
Do you think that, you see when you lot was all linked up, all the brothers, what was like one of the best memories that you have of all the brothers? Like when you lot all used to get together?
What, everybody?
Yeah, because they must have been
rapping wise.
No, just together in general. Like, you know, when all the brothers link. Yeah, when all the brothers link, like, because you lot must have been united. Because I remember one time you lot came, I know you remember this, it was Country Show.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Years back.
Yeah.
It was like the biggest Country Show. Like, every clique came.
Yeah, that was
and
nuts.
You lot came in a big batch. You lot came in a mad batch. Where's everyone? I remember that.
Yeah.
And I was like, raw, who's these brothers? And
you know what was mad about that park there, yeah? Because remember, I think we just released SMS album them times there. And the Soul Solid disc was on there, innit? But I spat that little 16. And then when I spat it there live, the whole park was spitting it. That was a mad feeling still. Because like you said, the park was rammed.
It was
there,
rammed.
And everyone was spitting the bars, bro. I was thinking, yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Because that was for me, I was young. I can't remember how old I was. I was young, man. I just see everybody there. Like every click you can think. And it was like big crowds of people spitting. I think even someone recorded that, you know.
Yeah, I think
big nasty. I swear there's bare man there, bro.
It's on
roadside. I think
it's on the YouTube now.
Lost even some man that's not even about anymore, like some G Street youths. That's the times when men started to know about. Oh, that's them youths. That's them.
Yes.
You would see if you weren't country show, you'd see people.
You'd see South London, isn't it? That part, Southwest. You get me?
Yeah. Country show was bad still. It's good still.
Yeah, that was it. That was still. That's my memories.
But yeah, now my best part most probably about the brothers would most probably be just most probably when we link up and talks and remembrance of our creator and stuff like that. Them other times, we've had many of them other times, you know what I'm saying? We've been doing this before. You know, like when you link up and you go somewhere way before like rapping, even before the brother times, you know what I'm saying? So it's when we come together and we link up and we remember our creator and even like pray together and just do things together. And just even just talking about just things that's different and spreading knowledge. So I like those things best. And sometimes in those cases, you can learn. Like you'll see, like, you'll think this guy's dusty or something like that, but the knowledge the guy's kicking in or whatever, and you can learn a lot. So I like that, man. I like learning.
Who brought the, who was the first one to kind of turn Muslim in the clip?
No one. My big bro was the first one still.
Was he a big bro?
Yeah, he's the seed still.
I think I heard Moose talking about it.
Yeah, he's the seed still. Because he was searching, innit?
Mm.
He just had enough of this road life, man. You know what I'm saying? You know when you just reach, like, what else is there?
Yeah.
So he was just searching. He was looking into Christianity. He was looking into all types of things, man. And then Islam stuck. Alhamdulillah, that stuck. Because then from that, he started to give us dawah. Mm. And then from there, that's what it was. So yeah, big bro was the seed still.
Oh, that's sick. I didn't even know that still. Mm. And then all the brothers, that's mad.
And all the brothers in that's crazy. Filtering out the house.
Yeah, that's mad.
Just hearing salams everywhere now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it wasn't like that. I remember early stages, like 2002. So he would have been before that because I took 2003 in it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he was before that. And even before that, he wasn't even like taking it serious.
Mm.
Still doing dibbling and dabbling. Mm. You know, like you know what I'm saying? Most probably man's position. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Dibbling down. But when I took my shahada, I think that woke him up because he said, now I've got to be an example.
To my bro.
And from that, he did road life done with.
Stopped.
Done with.
Are you done with it?
Done with. Giving away bikes, giving away this, giving away that, giving my mum the car, giving that, giving away money. Done with it, bro, man. Started from fresh. Near enough for me, I was going to say, he needed help after that. You know what I'm saying? But he didn't want the...
Yeah, I see exactly. Your brother took it serious,
man.
Basically.
No, serious, man. Super serious, man.
And that must have had a big impact on everyone else as well.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Because I was going to say as well, do you feel that kept you more like grounded and had more of a purpose to kind of like live that conscious life?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. That's one of the things, like, where we would say there was a change, Islam change, where a sense of direction now, because there was no direction before. That's like sometimes I will say to my bro, like, imagine if man wasn't a Muslim, how would we think? Like, remember man just go raving, get this, get that. Like, that's like the things man used to do, that's a mad life, but without knowing the conscience of your creator, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
You can mostly do what you're gonna do, but you gotta know certain things, you know what I'm saying? You can't just live your life freely and just do what you wanna do.
Yeah.
And that's what man was doing, like totally just doing what man wanted to do. Not thinking there's going to be any consequences to the actions.
Yeah, man, that's on point, man.
You see, for the youngsters growing up, do you think they need guidance themselves, the youngest coming up now?
Yeah, we all need it. Definitely, we all need it. They need it, so we need to get it so we can give it to them. If we don't get it, they ain't going to get it, because where are they going to get it from?
Yeah.
Do you feel that we can save like that the crazy generation that's running up and down now, say from 16 to say 20, do you reckon they can be saved?
Yeah, definitely, man, because like we said, in that time there, like 2003 to 2005, or even when Islam came to South London, there's people that were beefing with each other that squashed the beef.
See.
Purely for the sake of, like, you know what I'm saying, religious, we're both Muslims now. And it's done with. And I'm talking people's, like, done things to each other. So that's one of the beautiful things I saw about the religion too, as well as that. You know what I'm saying? in everything there's underlying racism, but I ain't seen none myself. You know what I'm saying? And if I do see it, I would stamp it out, man, because I don't like that sort of stuff.
Trust me.
You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking everyone's just supposed to be one.
That's right.
Yeah, no one's better than nobody. You know what I'm saying?
You know what you just said was deep, because Bear Man had beef back in the day. I never forget this, but growing up, man would say, raw, he's a brother, man, can't even.
You can't do nothing.
Like, I remember the first
That's gone now. That's gone.
Yeah, that's gone. No, with the younger generation, not with our generation.
Not with our generation.
Our generation, yeah, we still got that.
Yeah. But we need to get that on the back out there.
Yeah, back out the younger ones.
Because
it was a time where, bro, man will say to me, bro, I'm going to suck my man. I'll be like, what is your brother?
Yeah,
he's a brother still. Oh, God, but you can't even do that, man. He's a brother still, man.
Yeah.
Can't be licking on the brothers. What are you on, fam?
Yeah. No, it
was a mad little conversation.
No, you couldn't be.
It was a 5 minute conversation.
See, if you would have done that at a certain time, what I'm talking about, brothers would have came and seen you.
Yeah, they would have come to visit, man.
They would have came and seen you. Look, they would have came. You could have done anything to anything, like just miss little things. Like, there's enough situations I could speak about. Brothers would have come and seen you, man. The umma was strong then.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it was strong.
I think, as mad as it sounds, that was actually some of the best times for a lot of people.
The best.
Yeah, it was the best. A lot of people don't know that because
more unity.
There was peace in South London.
Yeah, bro. Mm. Yeah, and like I said, you could just be a Muslim and just cut through. Like, no one ain't troubling you. They know you're Muslim. Mm. They're letting you. Well, my man's a brother, you know.
Think of this though. Even though I just thought of this while I'm here, like even with the Brixton and the Peckham thing, how do you think those sort of things stopped?
Through, like,
oh yeah, for real.
Most man's brothers,
yeah.
Most man's Muslims now.
Yeah.
What are we gonna do?
That's how they man squashed it, innit?
I don't know if that's how, but you know what I'm saying.
Probably going to jail as well.
Thank you. You know what I'm saying. And especially if you're going, away, then and if you're really serious and you're really really going away, you're more than likely gonna come home a brother.
Mm.
Yeah. I can't see you being too rebellious to the cause. Yeah. I can't. Like, if you're in a little sea cat or something like that, that's normal, whatever. But you go hit those dispersals.
It's different. That's different levels.
You know.
Yeah.
What the yard is, man. That's what it is, man.
Yeah, it's true.
That's a fact.
That's what it is, man. Free all the brothers, man. Serious, man.
Different.
Know what the yard is, man.
Do you know it's deep? I get pleasure in the head because I remember I used to see a lot of Peckham boys in Brixton mosque, and I used to think, bro, what's my man doing there?
Yeah,
I used to think, bro, this is kind of mad. Yeah. But in my mind, he's a brother. I'm never going to be on to him because he's a brother. I'm never going to give no one the lower or say, bro, what are you doing here? Because he's a brother. He can pray whatever he wants. Does it make sense? But in my mind, I was like, bro, my man's brave to be here. So he's a proper non-mute. Like, not saying any names to camera, but certain man, I see them.
Yeah, no, that's
like,
how it was.
Bro. And then that's what I think. Certain man accepted it because man said, bro, man's brothers, man can't be beefing, man. A man's big brothers and
so
all
that. So it created like a truce, basically.
Yeah, definitely. In the community. It was nice when it's one of the best things I saw, man. Mm. Definitely. Maybe not for the non-Muslims, it wasn't good because there was brothers running around doing a madness as well, innit? Mm. But for the brothers, it was nice. Mm. Definitely.
Yeah. Brought back some unity.
Yeah.
Would you think that how did the young generation lose that? Like, how did we lose all that? What is it like? Whole vision for them, or
it's too much.
I think it's respect and just knowing the value of each other, innit? Like there's no value, man. Like no one don't say like if I get in something with someone when I leave here and they don't know me, they're not gonna value my life. Do you understand? So it's knowing that, rah, that's a human being too.
Yeah,
it's being educated and having like knowledge of self as well, and then these things can be eradicated, man, easily. Easily, if everyone has, like, say there's a generation of babies just been born and everybody teaches their children nothing but love, where's the hate going to come from?
That's true, you know.
That's a fact.
So true, you know.
That's a fact.
You see what I'm saying?
So it comes from basically the self-love again, innit?
Like self-love, bro.
That's it, bro, man. Well, you got to love yourself, man, and then you can love everybody else, man. Mm, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And if you're walking around with hate, then obviously you're going to perpetrate that on everybody that you meet.
And you're going to destroy yourself internally and physically. You're going to look ugly, man.
Yeah.
It's an ugly trait still. Can't just be walking around with hate. You don't want that in there. Just mostly turn your heart black.
And the energy as well, man. The hate energy is going to be coming into your field as well.
I only hate what my creator hates.
Yeah.
And I love what my creator loves. That's it.
That's the best way to say it still.
And you know what? It's deep because the young boys coming up now, a lot of them, I think if a lot of them started to really, really say, "Raw, you know what? I want to jump off this thing." And my man's a brother. I can't really, because a lot of men are brothers. So I'm thinking, are you lot all beef and you're all brothers? Man needs to bring back that code where man grab man and we sit down and we say, "Brother, we're brothers. Let's have a conversation. Yeah. What is the beef between you? And then you get to the bottom of it and you find out, is his brethren done something to this brethren's girl?
Yeah,
and
it's not even them.
Like, bro, like, did you actually have a problem? No, it's because my man said a track. We got, okay, so what? Is there no actually beef between? No. Shake hands and hug, man. Your brothers, bro.
I think it's the teachers have gone as well, though. They've removed like certain people as well out of the country and all these sort of things. So once they remove the knowledge, it's going to be hard. Everyone's running around like lawless. Look, there's going to be a time, like the end of time, that people's just going to be running around saying Allah, but know nothing about Allah. It's like it's getting to that. Look, people's being killed for no reason. These are all signs of the end of time.
Yeah, that's the truth. So the killer doesn't know why he's killed, and the killer doesn't know why he's killing. Yeah,
this is what's going on out here, man.
We're actually in that
generation. You could be just walking down the road, the next bunch of you see him, they like what he's got, it ends up in a fight, one of them stabs him, you don't know why he died.
It's true.
This is what's going on daily. And then the next one is the phone. Everybody's attached to that.
Yeah.
Like crazy. Yeah. Like I didn't understand it when it was said, like, one, like man will be talking to his fight. I didn't understand it, but it's your mobile phone. Where did your mobile phone sit?
Ooh.
On your thigh.
Deep. I didn't even... Bruh, you just hit me
with a new one.
That's
the next sign. I see one.
Yeah. Brother, you hit me with a new one.
That's the next sign, even, bro. Yeah. Man will be talking... Yeah, that's where it sits. It's your thigh, bro.
I see one. Yeah. I see one guy. One rusty,
deep
man.
Deep out here, bro.
Brother, you just hit me. I forgot about that one, you know?
I'm rusty, but it's deep out here, bro, man.
Imagine, cut, just what you're saying, it makes sense as well, yeah? I see what you know about Muta Baruka, Rastaman, he does enough speaks like on YouTube. He's big, talks about loads of things. And he was saying it, the phones are like the new God, bro. Like, people are worshipping phones. Like, it's, that's what he was talking, the way he was breaking it down.
Children are just sitting on phones all day, bro.
Yeah,
man.
They could be two, three years old,
they just got the phone, bro.
Or the iPad.
Yeah, that's it, bro. Yeah,
scrolling through, you get me?
I'm glad I never grew up like that, man.
Yeah,
I'm glad I never grew up, outside, you know what I'm saying?
Got used to play football. You went camping, 60 seconds.
You know what I'm saying? What you're saying, knock down ginger.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even though we was rude, we used to annoy like neighbours when we was like young, like throw stones at your window or something to cut. And you know, all them sort of things there. But it was being a child, innit?
Yeah.
These ones ain't being a child today, bro.
Yeah,
man.
It's sad, man. It's like I was still talking about this the other day. I was talking about this, I think, yesterday or the day before yesterday with someone. I was saying, raw, the times when you had to go outside was the times where you actually had a childhood. Like, man,
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
actually went outside to Chocadero. I remember when man used to try and talk to girls. I remember when man used to want to have fights on the bus. I remember jumping on the bus when the bus thing used to, they have to run and try and grab and jump on it. Bro, them times, I know it sounds so small, but bro, like you just get Uber everywhere now. Or just, you know what I'm saying? Like,
these kids don't know about Pound Day at the cinema.
Ooh, you can go and watch any movies for a pound.
Yeah,
I remember Pound Day.
The whole hood's out. Everybody's out. Everybody's out.
Audience, fam.
I feel like them times are gone, and our kids are now, their whole life is through Snapchat, bro.
Yeah, they're going too fast.
They're good with technology and stuff, but like physically and certain aspects, they're soft. They're soft.
Do you think that's making the kids more emotional, though? Being on social media so much is making them.
Yeah, of course they are. Some of them might top themselves due to everybody's getting at them on social media.
That's true, you know.
And it's most probably happened. I'm saying, like, that's what goes on. Someone saying you're ugly, fat, blah, blah. Next one goes, you're this, that. Your mum's this, that. Dad, that. I can't take it. No, it's because she hasn't been schooled by her parents on, like, not, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then she tops herself, or he tops herself. This goes on, bro, man.
Mm. It's deep still, man.
You have to, like, if you've got children.
It's got to be a balance,
yeah, you have to talk to them about that, man. Like, it's just words, innit? Words can't hurt you, innit?
It's funny you say that, because someone I know's daughter's getting bullied right now, and she's all self-harming at the age of 10.
Pardon me?
Yeah, bro, at the age of 10, bro.
Is she getting bullied in school or something?
In school, bro, and she's self-harming. I'm like, what? What are you talking about self-harming?
I'm going to have to go and pull up down the school. The funny thing is, parents.
At 10 years old, I don't think anyone could get at me that far. Like, man got bullied. Everyone got bullied at a certain time.
Yeah.
Because there's always someone badder than you. There's no, you're never the baddest guy in the world.
Yeah, because speaking from being like an ex kind of bully kind of dude, you can make somebody feel terrible, man. That's what these are some of the things I regret in life. But some people say you was young in it, so you can't. But nah, man used to take liberties, bro, man.
Yeah, I know.
Like liberties, bro.
What, cussing people?
No, you're people. Nuts, bro, you man. Let me give you an example. You never had my money one time. You know, you know, you got them knives in what you get, what you cut the dough with. Yeah. Remember I just stabbed it straight in his leg. Oh, he jumped up. You know what I'm saying? That was horrible, bro, man. A Ute one time, this is on road, this is on Valley, this is on the Valley. So his mum just bought him a new pair of trainers, new, brand new. Come flexing them. I stabbed up his trainers. He had to go back to his house. Same, he just come out, he had to go. That's how it was, man. People's mums didn't want their children to play with me.
Why?
I don't think, I can't even get you like, that. I was a nightmare, man.
Unruly.
Yeah, in Streatham, I was a nightmare, bro, man. And even any school I went to or wherever, that's what it was, bro, man. That's exactly what it was.
It's right.
But only as a child. You see, when I got to a certain age, I grew up and grew out of that. And I thank God for that, bro, man, because you cannot walk around with that attitude or anything because you're going to dead in it or you go to prison for ages.
Yeah, 100%. 100%
still. That's deep, man.
So you see, when you lot, say as time went on, what you lot took breaks. So you lot done the Streets Incarcerated, then there was a break. What? Why did you lot take a break after Streets Incarcerated? Because you lot went hard at that time.
You know, people kept on going to jail. Any breaks, it's because people's been going to jail and stuff like that. And then most projects is like, they would be on it, innit? So certain videos I'd want to shoot or do certain things, my man's on it, so it just doesn't make sense. Most of the time, it was demotivating. Yeah, people kept on going to jail a lot, man, with our team here, man. One time, the whole team went to jail, even the producer, even Spoon was in jail. It was just me out. Wow. Me and Bennett. Me and Ben Diesel. Just me, Ben Diesel out, like, from the artist way. And I think Fee was about these times in Fee. Just us three. Everybody else was in jail. DD, Stink, Sim, Spoon, Shaq, everybody.
Who would be your favourite rapper from SMS? Your favourite rapper out of the Mandem?
I got two still. It's always been these two.
God.
Stinks and Sims, man.
I said Stinks.
It's always
been now Sims is cold still.
Sims is nasty. He's a nasty piece of work still. He's got something coming out soon still. Four Sims. Corners, that's what it's called. Four corners.
I thought you would have said Stinks though. You know what? When I was growing up, like everyone used to play Stinks, but I didn't like. He wasn't my favourite. I'm being real. You was my favourite at your camp, innit? But then you see, as I got a bit older, like more into the crud, and I'm hearing what he's saying.
If you want crud, you got to go to Stinks, man.
I said, this is the one. Even up to this day, I still bang Stinks.
There was three of them for that sort of stuff there, I would say. Like, you could put Shaq in there.
Shaq was cold.
That's like they're going to be talking that sort of talk. But I was more like just reality and life, innit? But yeah, now if you want crud, you go Stinks.
Straight crud, but he makes it sound smooth. You get me when he's like,
Something like Henri, I slap one in the back of the neck.
I slap one
in the back of your neck, like Henri slaps one in the back of the neck with class. Guns on the Taliban skull. I'm like, bro, you better pay to the referee, recipe. Hey,
that's you brought back memories there. Even on that Streets Incarcerated shot there was crazy. With the things about, like what you said, the scarves and the things about, like it was crazy then, man. It was crazy. It was
real times.
Definitely. That's when we used to call it Baghdad, man. And you was getting checked on the entrance.
So you say you man are the ones that named Phil as Baghdad.
Stinks would have called that Baghdad. I don't know who named it. I can't remember.
Stinks did call it Baghdad.
Stinks who called it Baghdad. But yeah, we called it
even
Baghdad.
Even to this day, they call it like Fortez calls it Baghdad.
And they still call it that.
In their jewel tunes. Like,
I think that's just been
Baghdad.
A name.
They represent it like Baghdad, though, man, because no one couldn't come in there at them times. I would wake up like in Streatham. Early hours of the morning sometimes, this is even like before, and just like drive down there and it's safe, man. Like it's Baghdad, you know what I'm saying? Everything's like in order. So when I see that video, when I saw the numb ones running through it, I was thinking that would never have happened if it was like our times. Ever, bro. You would have seen people running out of the estate, bro, because even if it was them little kids, you couldn't have come Baghdad like that, man.
It was different.
And it was worse even before us. Like, you couldn't have come there like that. There would have been things and things and things. There might have been about 20 men on the floor, bro. There's no way you could have came in there. So when I'm seeing all this on the net, I'm thinking, right, it's crazy, bro. Baghdad has changed, bro. I started to call it Bethlehem. I'm being real with you. I wasn't happy with it, bro. That was like my sanctuary. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I come from an estate, Lansdowne Green, but Streatham's not an estate, innit? So when I want that feel, I want to chill on the blocks with them. I go Baghdad, but I was thinking, well, I can't go around there and go and chill. And then they got all the numb youths just running through there. They might think I'm like these little, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's Bethlehem, man. And then I heard that all the youths, they took shahada, but then they became Christian.
Yeah,
so
that
it was
mad.
Definitely Bethlehem after that. Definitely Bethlehem.
Oh, I remember, the other youths.
Bethlehem.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about all that.
Man. Man said Bethlehem, you know.
Definitely Bethlehem, man. No one ain't going to say how it is, but I'm just going to keep it real 100. I'm not dissing no one or nothing.
I like the way you said that.
Yeah, cool. I ain't dissing no one, but that's what happened around there.
Mad, I remember that time.
I'm glad that the little 410 ones, if they are trying to bring it back in Baghdad, because that's Baghdad, bro, man.
No, definitely. They definitely, I hear them talk about Baghdad loads.
Yeah, that's Baghdad, bro, man.
man,
couldn't come through there, bro, man. Are you crazy? One time we're all chilling out there, you know, this guy's an OG in the hood. Like, everyone would have had respect, but if you see the way he stinks and all them man there pulled him up and had him, his car stopped and everything, bro. I said, what? They really got it like this round here. That's how it was round there, bro, man. Serious, man. Serious. A next group came there. I don't even want to really say the name, but they came there and same sort of stuff. The little Tommy Two Toes come out and he made it very hostile for them sort of people. And they come around. And this was just trying to get a link up going on. You know what I'm saying? Between like North and South. But the brothers made it hostile, man.
See. Straight. Straight. Yeah, man. I feel like the impact that you lot had on South and all the brothers. A lot of brothers took shahada and felt safe because of you, man. And I know you lot don't realise that. So, you know, salute to you lot for doing that.
All man were just trying to do was a spread awareness and just give dawah, man. Definitely, man. That's just part of the job and part of the deed, you know what I'm saying? You can't keep it to yourself. If we've been taught something that we feel we can learn from and help the rest of mankind, why not share it with the rest of mankind?
Yeah, but I don't think you lot realise that you made it cool for men to be black and be Muslim. Like, you see when men saw men in Forbes and it, like, there'll be a full five of you, bro, and you lot walking through. As a young G, looking up, like, rah.
Yeah, and I look nice in it in the
moment. Yeah, of course.
But it was cool. But remember, we're coming from, there's certain, like the older generations, they'll see man as devils, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Remember,
I know,
like, if you're Jamaican and they're little devils, them joining a cult and blah, blah, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? We ain't disrespectful to the olders, but that's definitely not what it is, man. We ain't fools around here.
It was a beautiful thing though, man.
Yeah.
Beautiful thing.
Nah, definitely, man.
And what you lot done for the game as well, the rap game as well. So
enough Asian brothers have told me what you just told me though as well.
You Brother, I'm telling you right now, I'm telling you, it's living proof.
Enough aging.
I know about 20 men in the ends, not going to say certain names, but even men that men plays football with, they, because men sat down and said, well, you know, that man kind of like paved the way for men, you know, made it kind of, made it easy for men to just be a brother and just not be involved in anything. Like, you know, if a man's a brother, you can't trouble that brother if he's on his deen. It would just, back in the day anyway, now it's a little bit different.
Way different now.
But I'm saying, even still, you still got
order,
still,
isn't it?
You
order,
still got
man.
Certain respect, you know, because of that, even though it's still little trickles of it still.
Yeah, there's certain people who still carry themselves in, and even most probably even at a higher level.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then this is how it goes, man. It's just the trials and tribulations of the road in the game, man.
I'm saying so. What do you think the youth need right now, the youth of today? What do you think they need to make them better? Do you think there's anything that they need in terms of like help and support? Do you think they need anything, like the youngest?
We're in a country where I think we get a lot of that, don't you think?
What, help?
Yeah. Because you listen, bro, I watch a lot of documentaries. Yeah, there's you go certain, you're not getting nothing, nothing, no dentist, no doctor, no free school. So, if your parents ain't got the money to go to school, you ain't going to school. Over here, we get all of that. So, it's I think it's down to the parents and what they need to do. Like, a lot of parents are obsessed with like money, innit? And most of I don't want to lose my job or this, that. Now, you just got to take the time out to make sure that you're, if you've had children, to make sure that they're straight, man. That's a major responsibility, man. They come before your work.
That's right.
And in some cases, some people put the work before their children.
Their children, yeah. A lot of people have done that.
You know what I'm saying? They'll give them things.
Yeah.
Buy them a TV, buy them this, buy them that. But why are they doing that? They're at work. They need the time, sitting down like how we're talking, reasoning, you know what I'm saying? So that's one of the things I think in our community, we need to talk with each other a bit more. Definitely. We don't talk about our problems or anything, man.
Why do you think that is, though? Will you keep everything to ourselves?
Because I think we've been snaked, man. We've been snaked a lot. Come on, man. Come on, man. We was put on boats and that. We've been done over so many times, bro, man. That the black man just wants to hold it, get it, and go with him and his family.
Trust me.
Yeah, we've been done over so much times, man. We're not united. Definitely not.
Yeah, facts. What do you think could unite the youngsters now? What do you think they need to be united?
The only thing that can unite anyone in the whole of it is Islam. That's just my personal opinion. But if you say in this society, then it's not going to happen. Yeah, it's not going to happen. It's set up to fail, man.
That's, I think a lot of people don't know that. That's actually what it is.
Yeah, it's set up to
fail. It's designed for man to be in the situation that man's in.
Of course.
Yeah.
They start telling you that your kid's got ADHD and all these sort of things.
It's messed from birth, bro. From birth, injecting all that stuff in your child.
K in your unit and all these stuff. You never had that.
Yeah.
When one of my friends showed me that he never had the BCG?
Yeah.
I was upset with myself.
I ain't had it, bro.
See, you're good.
I ain't had it.
What is that?
You never got it?
Never, because I was sick, bro.
When I went to school,
because you know they give you the test one before.
Yes.
So when they give you the testing, they said to, and then I said I had a temperature, and then they just, I didn't get it. They said I'll go to the doctors, and but I didn't end up doing it in the end. I'm all right.
No way.
Why did they give
it? Did you get it? Yeah, I got it.
I just thought it was normal. Like,
what
you had
it
to
for
get?
Though?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. I've never
they
know.
They said something about some illness.
About an illness. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're listening to our enemies. That's the main thing. And we're being taught by our enemies.
Yes.
When we send our kids to school, our enemies are teaching them. So what? We can't really complain unless we change that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Create our own school system, education system.
But then no one's going to do that.
Yeah, it's hard.
There's many like millionaires, black millionaires, or even of any race. Mm. You can come and we can just try and build something. Because remember, it's not a colour thing, you know.
Mm.
It's an everybody thing.
Yeah.
There's white communities where the same stuff's going on, even worse, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the crime's high. If you look at these certain, like, in the white community areas, they've got high crime, bro.
100%. Of course. And poverty as well.
Of course. And poverty as well, bro.
A lot of that Asbo stuff and all that sort of stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Of course. What advice would you give to your younger self?
I would have done all my schoolwork and listened more, man.
Straight.
Yeah, I would have been a good boy, man. I would have listened to everything that everybody said, because the oldies used to tell me, man, like, when you leave school, you're going to wish that you could have come back, you know what I'm saying, and done it all properly. So, yeah, I wish I listened, man. Definitely. To them jewels there, man.
Do you think that school is a turning point for other people, like, in their lives.
What do you mean? In what
like,
sense?
See in school, yeah? Like, you have some people that are good kids, but get to year 11, they're on some badness.
Yeah.
Like, it's like they've gone through so much now that they're just on badness by year 11.
Mm.
Do you think that school can actually make or break a child?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Like, that's the rules, isn't it? This is one of my things. You are that boy who you was in the playground. It's never going to change. That's who you are, bro. Like, you know, you get some people who grow up and they reach in their 30s and think they're bad now.
Yeah,
you're
no, Nikki then.
You're that same dude. Someone can make you be that same dude that you was in the playground. That's what it is. You are who you are, man. That's who it is from when you come out, man. But school, it definitely can break you, man.
How so?
Just depends on how it is for you. Peer pressure, being bullied, Loads of things, man.
Becoming
loads
a teenager.
Yeah, not having the stuff, like the dope stuff that everybody else has got, like your trainers are messed up and everybody's coming maybe in Jordans, 110s, this, that, getting their parents are buying them. So there's a lot of peer pressure, man.
100.
How do you think man used to take money? Man was messed up, bro, man.
Seriously,
man was messed up, bro.
Millie, do you think the movies when you was younger corrupted you? You know the movies like Menace to Society,
yeah, facts.
Boys to, like, do you think them movies corrupted you?
To a certain extent. That's the sort of movies I like. I don't even like no other movies, that sort of stuff. I only watch gangster stuff, man. And documentaries.
Mm. Because now I watch the movies now, bro, I see the proper corruption. See Menace to Society, I watched that when I was like 8 or 7 years old, bro.
Mm.
What was an 8-year-old me doing watching Menace to Society, bro?
Yeah, shouldn't have been.
What did you get from it as well?
Bro, remember he showed man how to cook up crack. He actually done it properly.
Mm.
Pirates
and who let you watch that?
Yeah.
Is that my big, you know, your big bros, man.
This is what I'm saying.
You got so big bros.
We have to make sure we're monitoring what the kids are watching. That's but right. We're not. Even I wouldn't, but you know what I'm saying? We're not. You have to monitor, man.
You have to still.
I don't want my son watching that right now.
On what the intake is, because that's what made me love the Crips.
I'll tell you straight up, all them films.
I'm a Crip lover, man. Like,
South,
I love
South
the
Central, but what didn't you watch South Central, that old school movie?
Yeah, all of them. I'm a Crip lover, man. Like, you say names, I know who they are, bro. You know what I'm saying?
We took you in them,
I watched documentaries, bro, man. That's the Magnificent Seven. So you got OG Cutes, you got Tookie, you got Raymond. He wasn't in that. Raymond Washington, because he was R.I.P. Monster Cody as well. He died, man.
He died recently.
Yeah, Monster Cody was 8-Trey Gangster. They used to beef the Rolling 60s, innit? Yeah.
Okay. Right, man, people know
this. Big U's part of the Rolling 60s.
Big U, Rolling 60s. Yeah. And I love that stuff there, man. Yeah, if I was in LA, I would have been a Crip. Like, no two ways about it. Yeah. No two. I would have went looking for that sort of stuff. It seems that they painted it that way, but if you get caught up now, it's not exciting. It's not. But the way they painted it, and it's Hollywood painting that.
Yeah.
It's not them painting that. It's Hollywood painting that.
Right. It's the enemy again.
That's it. And they made me fall in love with that sort of stuff. So when I'm watching Colors, and then I'm hearing them, Rocket Don't Play and Rocket Don't Joke, and he's got the big Uzi or the Mac 10 on him, and he's guiding and he's looking for the Bloods. I love that, man. That's what it was.
Do you you know one thing, yeah, I get from all these movies, yeah, they made that lifestyle look appealing to people in the UK. It's crazy how they done that. Because I was watching South Central, yeah, and the little utes, yeah, and they were robbing, and the little ute went from the house and he got shot by the man. And I was thinking, raw, like, that looks fun. Like, everything just looked fun. But when you're really in it, it's not really fun. And there's a video, I don't know if any of you have seen this video recently, of the ute that's on live and someone shoots up his car.
Yeah, I see that.
And shoots him in the face, bro. Yeah.
No? Yeah. Where's your knife then? What, just dissing
in LA? You're on about LA?
Yeah.
That's that. He's from, it's an Inglewood and family blood, but what they done now, they took liberties. So there's one of them, they've been spray painting over Nipsey's memorial.
Okay.
So that's what it was, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So bro, that guy that got shot, he disrespected Nipsey's thing.
Yeah, in the 60s. Yeah,
but that's his fault, though.
You see the smoke from his head with it.
Good. Yeah. But come on, man. I ain't got no remorse for him still. Yeah, like me. I ain't got no remorse.
But
like that, you get smoked.
You get smoked, bro.
No, but what I'm saying is, he got smoked. Cool, but I'm saying.
Yeah, he thought he was 6'9" or something.
No, but I'm saying.
See, Adnan, sorry to cut you. These are things what need to be taught, and even even to like your sons and everybody, like everybody's son, you know, like if you touch people, there's repercussions, bro. Don't think this is not that simple, bro. You can't go around robbing people because someone might come back and do you. People's not telling their sons and their, and if you got a daughter that's doing that, that's crazy. But you know what I'm saying? People's not telling their son these things, man. The consequences to these actions. If you go and rob a bank, you go to jail. If you shoot someone, you go to jail for murder. You know what I'm saying? You got to break it down, bro, man. You got to tell it's them, bro. So okay, that's that situation my dad was talking about. Nah, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't want to be
You know what I'm saying? They're not getting told. They don't know the situation, so their friends just go, come. And then you're coming.
But Mills, it's a new thing, though, dissing the dead and dishes. Because really, if a man's
we
dead...
we would never do that.
Like, you just let a man rest, bro. Yeah. Like, he's gone now, isn't it? Like, there's no point in me even doing anything. If a man dies, I don't, even if I didn't even know him and he was my top person I didn't like, bro, you know, he's with the creator now. Like, he's back to the essence, man.
Hey, that's why I love my big bro. Because we was told that. Yeah, like, from the beginning. Yeah, don't trouble people.
Yeah.
I'm not coming to help you. You know what I'm saying? So man had those sort of schoolings, like, you can't rob people. Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we kind of hate robbers. You know what I'm saying? Like, to be robbing poor people as well.
Exactly. To rob from your own as
you're
well.
You're a scumbag, bro.
Yeah, man. Real scummy.
The Robin Hood, even though that's where films play a part again, Robin Hood showed you the motto. You rob from the rich and feed the poor.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I'm saying? You don't rob the poor. Don't do that, man. So I'm always been one of that. We don't rob the poor, man.
But it's a new generation now where they've taken delight in disrespecting people that are dead now. So it's the whole rules have changed. So it's hard to try and educate your child on it. You have to tell them now that this is what it is now and don't do this because this has big consequences. Because that guy, I'm pretty sure, you know what he was saying just before he died? Listen to this. This is what the maddest thing is. He's like, yeah, man, I always got an army. He had his gun in his hand, bro. He had his gun in his hand, said, yeah, they don't want no beef or something like that, bro. Yeah. In like a split second, he looked up, bow, 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 bow. Shots lit.
While he's live on Insta.
He went to sleep. Like, I think he was playing dead.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he was dead, bro.
As soon as he's got the one, he was dead. He's gone. He's a pack.
Straight away, innit? Couple seconds and his eyes open.
Man was choking on his blood.
Are you trying to say the address? He was trying to say the address of whatever he is.
But that just looked like 5 shots. When they said 12, I was like,
so what was your Nipsey's block or something like that?
Nah, he was in his hood, bro.
In his hood.
Yeah, bro.
You know, but even that again, they just created an unnecessary beef.
Yeah.
Why did you have to take yourself and go and spray on the wall?
Yeah.
Why? And then again, some of their elders should have disciplined them.
That's
so,
right.
Because that's what some of the 60s were saying. Get him and lump him up so we don't have to come and lump him up.
Yes.
That's what you do. Discipline them. Show them that you disciplined them so they don't have to come and kill nobody.
That's right.
This is what's not going on.
Mm.
And that's a lot of people are scared of the children as well, man, and the teenagers and that, man. They're scared. So if that's what's going on, if grown men are scared of the kids, then what do you think is going to happen? They're going to take over, man.
That's right.
Can't be no scared authority. Of him, bro, man. Yeah, you can't be scared of him, no authority, no order.
That's scary, man.
But yeah, they smoked him. They got him, boy.
That video is traumatizing, bro.
I mean, it's traumatizing.
Yeah, I watched that 15 times.
That's not the main one, though. The main new, his name's Capone.
You know, you went on live
you
after.
Don't wish death on nobody, but
that's right.
Do you know you went on live after and he was laughing? Him and some next guy was laughing.
He's on Bridgie got smoked.
He was on live with Bridgie.
He's still dissing Nipsey and that, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm saying he just saw his friend, because he was on live with his Bridgie and saw his Bridgie get smoked in front of him. He said, where are you at, man? Where you at? He wasn't going to come out and do nothing anyway.
Oh, they were on live together.
He saw his Bridgie get killed. Then that guy that was on live with his brethren that just died, instead of mourning his brethren, a few hours later, he went live with someone else talking about, yeah, man, F these guys.
Chatty
man.
Patty, man.
And I'm like, bro, he's still on internet.
That's what
like, bro, I would have been traumatized and I'd have thought about my life and start thinking, bro, like, what have I got myself into? Because they smoked his brethren, but his brethren wasn't even the one that was dissing Nipsey, you know?
Yeah. Nah, he was just in the background.
With him. Yeah.
He was just in the background.
And that's what I said, guilty by association, bro.
That's what it is, though. See, that's the rules.
So he's still aside.
That's the rules, bro. It's always been the rules. People don't understand that. No, it wasn't me who done it, but you're walking with him. When Nate starts flying, that doesn't respect nobody. So if he's done, if you know he's a certain way in kind, don't move with somebody like that.
Straight.
Yeah. Or if you do, see how we're enclosed? Mm. Yeah, come check me, bro. Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? And then he cuts. But you're not rolling up and down with that sort of person. No. You can't.
He was the one that posted it still.
Who?
The guy that got killed. That's what Juice was saying still.
What do you mean?
So the one at the bottom is the spray pig, but the one at the top, the one who got killed, the one that posted.
Yeah, with the long hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's associated, guilty by association.
Definitely.
Yeah, 100%.
That's the right one, fam. Definitely. 100%. Guilty by association, fam.
And I think a lot of these kids don't realize this. And this, I was trying to tell them, like,
consequences. It's mad out there, right? And you see what's going on in Chicago.
Yeah.
And there was one in New York, I think. How much people? I can't even remember.
In
but
New York.
It's yesterday and it happened. Yeah. The numbers high.
Well, what happened? Shootings and that.
Yeah, the young boys are wilding, bro. And, yeah. And it's going to filter to here. Just remember I told you that.
100%.
Yeah. I told you that.
Yeah.
It's going to filter to here.
So how many shootings happened?
It's high numbers, man. It's like rugby. It's like 40s and all them sort of things. There.
Bro.
Yeah,
I mean, bro. Yeah, what, over the weekend or something like
yeah.
that?
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
New York's peak. But New York always had
like, where's that in Brooklyn?
Capital until Chicago took over.
Yeah.
And it's fluctuating.
Yeah, it keeps on
it. It's crazy, bro. Everywhere's killing.
Because even Philly was like that as well, wasn't it? Philly was the murder capital.
That's right,
then
you got
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Washington, D.C.
Yeah, D.C. Baltimore, yes.
What? That was the murder capy.
Yeah, Baltimore,
you get
yeah.
whacked in Washington, D.C. by them dreads. Are you crazy?
By the what? By the what? By the dreads?
Yeah.
They say the Haitian by them dreads.
No, I don't think they're Haitian over there. I think they're just American kind of by their dreads.
That Chicago guys.
Yeah, they got that look. That same look.
They're disco dreads.
Yeah. You get whacked by them. Man,
burn your skin, but that's like The Wire. That's how they kind of created the concept of The Wire, and it was based off of Baltimore. And
Baltimore, yeah. I don't want to go to no place like that where they're living off law of necessity.
Yeah,
they'll kill you still.
Yeah.
So that means like no Jamaica, none of these places, man will just kill you, bro. Man, in some cases, they might be just because man's hungry, bro.
Yeah,
that's why I said, I don't want to go nowhere where they're living by law of necessity, man.
For real, spare man stay, man.
That's scary,
you
bro.
Get me.
That's fun. Now that video of the youth getting shot on live made me realize that these kids need to stop going live and start taking their life a little bit more serious. Because you know what's bad about that death here is you see your loved ones. Anytime that the last moments they're gonna get to see you is you getting smoked in the face, bro.
Yeah, that's in this era. That's what it's gonna be about. Everyone's gonna see your death.
Yeah. Before it even hits the news, bro.
Yeah, people's gonna see your death.
Before you know to see a death here of a body, you had to either be present. And it had to be like a reason, but now it's just like it could just be an innocent. I could be like shopping and I could just see a little you running through because I saw you getting chased the other day and you banged out a knife on when I said feds and you went and you ran off. Saved you's life. Yeah, I saved his life still.
I rate you for that.
You had him on the floor and he was just about to juke him and I said feds and he went and he just blew off. Yeah. He just left the ute straight away.
That's smart.
But I was thinking, bruv, all it took for his arm to go down, and it was so far, everything happened so fast.
Yeah, like split second.
Like,
split
we want to help people, but you see these things, it happens very fast. Yeah, like shootings. Mm. Shootings happen for that shooting that happened with my man happened in the space of like what? Let's argument's sake, 5 seconds. Mm. He was killed in 5 seconds, bro.
Yeah, of course.
Or 9 seconds max. Mm. Like, bow, 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 bow.
Well, have you lost friends?
Of course.
Yeah, man.
Lost friends, yeah?
Yeah, to the trenches,
yeah, see,
man.
that's where it started from, Dre, like, your generation, man, that I reckon,
yeah.
man.
Yeah, our friend died, Dre, in
the ice rink.
Yeah, I know Dre, yeah.
He died in ice rink, and that was... And another friend died gun crime as well. It's mad, isn't it?
Gypsy Hill.
RIP. It's real.
So that's dogs. What's going on more with the younger generation now, like that I'm seeing anyway, because it's like if you was to ask me that question, not one.
Bro.
Not one. I've never been to one of my friends' funerals.
No way.
Yeah, thank Allah. I've never been to one of my friends' funerals, bro.
Alhamdulillah, bro.
It's always been like, you know, like serious. If it's like, you know, like a family, like my grandma.
Yeah,
you know, like someone like, but not one of the circle, the man, them. I think that's a crazy loss to take. That's why they really need to stop it, because there's certain people that will ride to the end, bro.
Of course.
Yeah. When lives get lost, some people love their people, man, they will ride to the end. They will never forgive, man, and they'll never ease up, man.
Yeah, and that's what I said, once a death happens and then someone's mocking the death, there's no...
Yeah, you're making it worse,
in
bro.
It for life. Yeah, there's no, I'm jumping off the roads now. A man's saying, you dissed my cousin, bro.
So what did you think about that thing what, Gucci said to Jeezy?
Do you know what, yeah? I think you see at that moment there, yeah, you got two ways you can go. You can say flip this, back out your mash, and you have a shootout on stage in front of everyone and lose it all. Or you know what you say? That was a long time ago. I'm not even a roadman like that anymore. I don't even have the heart to pull the trigger. So it doesn't need, I might as well take this disrespect and still be able to walk out and see my children. Because we might have looked at it as he disrespected his brethren here, but he's alive now to see his children for another day. If he would have started a war again, Lord knows what that would have costed him.
But what about Pookie Loke's son and that, man?
Bro, it's the streets, man.
Do you know what? I reckon
it's the streets. I can't lie. If you're in the streets, bro, like there's consequences. Regardless.
I reckon they sat down and kind of went, knew what they were going to play, like the songs they're going to play, innit? Because that was in the song that.
Yeah, he said it. He said he told
they
him.
They agreed that they weren't going to do it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, and then my mum done it.
But look at this. I think young Jeezy was grown, innit? Because he looked at it like that guy that he sent to.
When the song, he can play the song because it's made.
But weren't that the guy that he sent to kill my man, innit?
Yeah. So but it's when you're saying smoking on Pookie Loke tonight, that's what's crazy.
But you know what? Yeah, look, let me tell you something, yeah.
Yeah.
Young Jeezy's a bitch, bro. Yeah.
Why?
He didn't try to mush him or nothing.
Nothing. I agree with him.
Let me tell you something, yeah. Because you never know. He might not even. Gucci Man's a smart guy as well. He ain't going to want to shoot off in the place.
Of course not.
But then again, actually,
Pookie Loke. Yeah, he did.
So.
Yeah, do something, man. Yeah, do something.
Nah.
Too much money. Nah. Too much money. You got remember, you lot are forgetting that these rappers, yeah, they're money whores, bro.
Nah, but
Jeezy, Gucci Man, they're all money whores, bro.
Fen, I look at the integrity, though. You got to listen to what all the BMF members say about him. And then you're not the kind of guy that is, man.
Who? Like, about who? Young Jeezy?
Yeah. Slimy, man. I don't work with that. Cause, yeah, he's slimy, man.
But the thing is, it's mad. I go with a different opinion. I rate that he never reacted. Do you know why? Because if he's not really about that life now, what's he doing punching my man and causing problems for himself?
Of course.
Like, you have to understand it. If he was never about that life and he was just a rapper, because remember, Jeezy was just a trap rapper. That's all he was. He started this trap music, innit? That's what I believe anyway. So I don't think he was really a roadman like that. So what's he really going to do to Gucci Mane? Was a real life.
He's a chief.
He's a real life shooter. Yeah. He was really in the streets. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? There's a difference between the two.
No, but that was his only shooting though, innit? The one that encountered with him.
The only one we know about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And
he done a good job.
They're both like trappers. Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah. You see, like in Atlanta, that's what they do down there, man. That's what they're big on. And that's what it was like. That's why BMF was down there. He was getting money. That's like it was a hub.
Blowing money fast. But
I think there was so much money involved that they man got paid so much money for that versus. That was the last thing they're thinking ahead. They're looking at it like, you know what?
Nah, this Gucci Mane wanted smoke, bro.
He did, man.
Nah, he came for
he
smoke.
He don't care about the money.
But
Gucci.
You could hear in his voice that the old Gucci still. Mane came back. You could tell that he.
Yeah, I hear that.
You slipped back in your old ways for like 20 minutes.
You see, when he said these men have changed now, tonight, that's when he came back.
Yeah. And he was ready at that moment. He was ready for whatever was about. The way he was moving, if you just watched the video, and the way he was moving is like he was ready, like, come for me.
No, of course. They're not always going to have their instincts and natural instincts. But what I'm trying to say is it's not the same Gucci Man and Young Jeezy from back in the day, 07 till now. So they've done a lot. They've probably been through so much traumas, even lost bridges throughout the journeys and all that. The money's so strong. That's why they say every man has his price, bro. The money was so strong that they could be in the same room together and he can say that and nothing's going to happen. Yeah. Man's not even going to show emotion because he knows. When they're counting the money, that if they kick off, they're burning opportunities, isn't it? Like, you know, like the industry's gonna, you know, the industry's blackboard them, whatever, not put them in the same thingy together. But I think that kind of made whoever fucks with Young Jeezy, whoever fucks with Gucci Man, the fans, even the ones that didn't fuck with, say, the ones that were diehard Gucci Man fans before, they've come together now, aren't they? I think in their heads, they're looking at it like, yeah, you know what, this is a treat. I reckon it's a setup, man. It's all staged.
I just think the only loser in that situation is Pookie Loke's family.
Yeah, of course. That's sad for his family. That is sad. And he went to ride out for his boy.
But in the aspects as what...
Now he's getting this.
As what Rare's saying, it was the streets.
It's the streets,
He took the thing. My man said, who wants to get his chain? I'll give you 10 bags. And my man took the order. So he didn't complete the job.
That's it.
Rare.
That's the streets,
went
bro.
Went wrong.
That's the streets. Like, there's even little youths. I know about 4 stories right now of youths saying, going to riding out on them youths and going to drill them youths. And then they died, fam. Like, can we be mad at them youths for dying, fam? The other youths killed them. I can't be because in their mind, they was going to kill somebody.
Yeah,
and they ended up getting killed. Yeah. So it's like, we can't even say that's a get back. That's just they just died, bro.
It's called self-defense.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I went to go and kill you. My gun jammed. You stabbed me in my heart. Yeah. I'm gone. Can we be upset for the youth that stabbed him? If you was in that situation and someone tried to come and kill you, what are you doing?
Obviously, you have to defend
yourself. You're defending yourself. Yeah. So
that's why there's self-defense.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
A lot of these youths are busting case, you know, for their murder charges.
It works. Yeah,
yeah, I've known about six youths now, the bust case.
My man busting like that in thingy, bro.
Because remember, you've come to kill me. All I have to say is the real story. That's what camo said.
Yeah,
everything.
That's what my man, one guy done. I know a guy that done that, yeah. And bust these things.
Of course, bro. It's sad because it's the worst way to go personally. Like your family remembering you for what, trying to go right out on the ops, and then when you really get to the crux of what it was that about. It was about some stupid.
Yeah, but what do you think of this though? Remember the one in Sydenham, and the mum dropped.
Oh my gosh!
Drop them.
Bro, that was my man's family, bro.
Is
like,
it?
Killed, yeah, bro. It's like my family.
Sorry
yeah,
to hear that, man.
Yeah.
But what do you think? That's crazy, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like a mum dropped the.
Bro, it's.
Bro, that's crazy, bro.
My mum would. You know the funny thing?
To the scene, bro. Like,
that's. No, I think she drove off or drove. Hit one of the youths.
Run the youth over.
Yeah, she ran him over as well.
Yeah, she ran him over. This is what I was hearing through the family, you get me? Like.
That's not even gangster. I'm not even rating that. I don't rate that.
She shouldn't even have been there.
Yeah, bro. I don't rate that. Like my mum's
endorsing that, and she's most probably gonna get a hefty sentence for that.
She did. I think she's gonna get a bird.
They all got nicked, innit? Yeah.
She's gonna get a bird, bro.
She should be the poster woman for what you shouldn't do.
What you shouldn't know as a mum, innit?
Yeah, it's disgusting, bro.
You know what I mean?
That's disgusting behaviour, bro.
Because you know your mum's meant to give you that guide. Like my mum would tell me things like at certain times that she'd be like, son. Like, it's not worth it, you know.
Yes.
Just let go of this, and you don't have to do it, you know. And I'm like, nah, man, they violated, and she'd be like, but son, you know, sometimes in life, you know, the Lord, your mom start to, you know, your mom starts getting Christian on you. Christian woman starts coming out.
If man got beaten up, I couldn't come back in the house. Mom sending man back out there.
Yeah,
yeah, trust me.
Mum sending back. Yeah, yeah. Look, forget them lot.
Yeah,
mum sending man back out there. Bro. Yeah, I'm telling you.
But riding out with your son, though.
That's mad, putting him in the car. Yeah.
Man's
it's
got
a sad story, man.
Because I think you're going to put in more work if you're with your mum, really. Are you, aren't you?
Like, why are you even there, bruv, man?
You want to show off, innit?
Someone, even Nate, I don't know how old they were. They should have just said, go home, bro, man.
Why was she even there? This is what I'm, you know.
That's they needed a getaway driver.
Everyone's trying to find that out. Yeah, it's mad.
What's
it's mad.
Story? What's it all over,
bro? Bro, I don't know. I just heard that, obviously, my cousin's son and that. He had little passes with some youths. But I heard it weren't him, it was his friends. And then his friends have come to get him.
Mm.
Yeah, come outside, boom. As he's come outside, about 10 or 20 minutes later, my cousin's had to run out there to get her son, basically. You get me? He's on the floor dying.
Yeah, it's not good, man.
Yeah, bro.
It's not good,
man. Yeah, bro, that's what I'm saying. It's like, man's...
not good.
It's through my dad's like, side of the family. It's mad, bro, it's mad. Like, it's sad, man.
You know, I feel like for that, yeah, like as a mother coming out and bringing your child to go and kill another child, you're not even doing a good example. Because
what role model are you? You get
because it's like, either one or two things gonna happen. Your child could die at that moment, or he's gonna get birded. So you've ruined his life.
She could have died, but now look at that. She's her life's gone down the drain. You get me? It's not just you have killed someone, but at the same time you've wasted your life, your son's life, all of that. Look, she's gonna get a bird, bro. Like.
This is what's going on out here, though, man. And I think it's only going to get worse because of the young parents.
Yeah.
They ain't got no knowledge, bro. Man's just going to hear that happened to their youth, and they're going to come running out with blind rage.
Not knowing how to handle things.
Not knowing how to handle the situation. Yeah. Even in this fight, it's like certain dads and mums are going to come out and try and hit the little youth. There's going to be a lot of that shit going on, bro. Yeah.
No, man, they're going to learn how to de-escalate these situations, man. Especially the younger.
Or even go and talk. The parent really should have went and spoke to the other parent, innit? In our days, that's how it would have went, innit? Like, our mums would have spoke
you have to remember,
each
look,
other. Like,
you're the dad now. You're the dad now.
That's right.
Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Yeah.
So think of other youths your age group that you know are dads and their mentalities.
Yeah,
that's true.
And then you think of even women as well. You're the dad, bruv. you're the dad.
We teach that first person.
You know what I'm saying?
We're the parents of this generation.
It's what man does, and then you know enough for your generation, and even under's messed up, bro. Even in my generation's messed up. You know what I'm saying? So you can think what's going on, bro, and to think of the education level.
Yeah.
And even the common sense level. You know, like it's mad.
And the communication,
bro,
as well, not going the communication, up, being able to communicate with our parents and communicate with our peers or whatever. It's the same thing. It's like, instead of, it's pride,
the
isn't
it? The family sit together around the table anymore?
Yeah.
The family sit, because we didn't. And that, I think, you see what I'm saying?
We ain't had that since like,
This is what builds back the families.
The families, man.
If you eat together, you know what I'm saying? Pray together, you win together, man. Simple, man.
Trust me. I think that's one of the most important things. I don't think families even praying together. And I was trying to say this the other day to people, that you see, like, until the family household is rectified, all we're going to see is messed up children. Because look, my family could be good, your family could be good, your family good. One broken child comes and stabs your child, my child wants to ride up. Do you see where the cycle, it's like a cycle.
Yeah.
And then they get one son back, then he gets ripple back on effects. My son, then your son's the only one living. Then we're saying, well, mama needs to get out.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Crying, we're all sad. Now we as big men saying, "Right, we're gonna go lick down my man." It's all mad.
Yeah, don't make sense.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Big men like us are saying we're gonna lick down a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
And that's what goes on. Don't think that don't go on.
Nah, yeah.
That's
it's been
what
happening.
Goes on. It's been happening. Yeah. I'm glad you know it's been happening, man. Been there. Some people love their children, man.
Exactly, it's man's children. What do you expect, man?
It's true, because you know that
you can't communicate with
even
that 18.
Even remember, we was talking about Emils, yeah, that the murder that happened on in Streatham. Like, not even, I'm talking about literally 5 minutes. If you know the back routes, 5 minutes,
yeah,
Bedford Hill, you got bun like a few days.
Minutes, yeah, 2 minutes.
Well, the youth that got shot on his doorstep, but they say it was bad
in
a minute.
In Streatham, basically, two murders, what, a day apart?
Yeah.
Yeah, a day apart, man.
A day
but
or two
like apart. 2 minutes away from each other.
2 minutes away from each other, though.
What, shooting?
No, one was a stabbing, and the next one was shooting.
Times are bad, man.
Yeah, yeah. Especially if you're young.
Pray for the youth, then, man.
Especially if you're young, man.
I say, man, I like that. That advice you gave me the other day, man. You've got to start from the younger generations now.
No, definitely, man.
10.
Yeah. Even younger than that.
Yeah.
Even younger than that, bro, man.
That's it.
Even younger than
that. From that.
You see, once there are things like once they reach 13, 15, 14, there's nothing you can tell them.
No.
Yeah. Everything, you can't uproot them and plant it again. It's all done. Yeah,
but you have to think about us, though, like even me and you lot, bro. Mm. Do you remember when we was 14, 15? Who could really talk to us?
No one.
Man was making money, so it was very hard to talk to, man.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Really chatting to man.
Yeah.
And man was just hot headed, like for anything man went into.
Oh, shut up, man. You don't know what you're talking about.
Fucking dickhead, what? What, you want to fight now? Man just getting
but
angry
even this,
for anything.
Even this, like a little thing as well. Just because some people might see you not a certain way, like you may not have money and stuff like that, and they will think that you can't tell them no good advice. I think that needs to get thrown out the window. Like, a bum can give you good sound advice, bro. You know what I'm saying, bro?
People need to be humble. Yeah,
they need to be humble.
Humble.
Because that bum could be telling you the mistakes that he learned from. Why is the bum?
That's why.
Or she, get me?
You sit his nail on. That's why I want to know. Why are you in this position? Why can never be in this position?
Thank you.
But that's the youngers now, they're just looking at, you haven't got no dough, bro.
They
don't respect, man, if they don't see you with a lot of money. And that's a sad thing. They respect money more than they respect, like,
you know, people make that, we need money in it. We need money, but you can't respect it and love it more than you love, like, anything else. Like, I don't like people like that, man.
And I think as well, they're not even respecting how much money. They will see, man, on what you're driving, what you're wearing. Mm. And in their head, they're thinking, I got up. Man could be driving a big whip and they're not even up. You see what I'm trying to say? So it's like, who you taking advice from?
That's usually the case.
You taking it? Because you could be, the man that could be driving whatever, he could be a shotter. And he said, do you know what? Man built this line in OT. This is what you, man, have got to do. But then the guy that's commuting every day or whatever to go where he's going, saying, I'm doing workshops. I'm speaking to these people. I'm doing this. And it's like, a lot of these youths, they're seeing material as, that's what you've got. Even when I was growing up, man, if certain olders weren't driving, man's looking at them like, right, who's this? Like, that's kind of wash. You get me? That's the reality of
it.
Now man's an older, I'm like, right, hold these youngers, ain't looking at me washing.
You know what I'm saying?
At least I'm always trying to keep proactive in my community and spreading knowledge. But you're right, bro. And certain men are going to be like, them man are washed. You get me? Them man ain't what they used to be. You get me?
Yeah, that's a bad thing. And then, like, when you've reached a certain age, man thinks you're done out here and all these. That's all bad, man.
It's bad, man.
Because, the young ones are saying that, but what happens when you reach that age?
Exactly. When are you going to have to show? What have you got set in stone that to make sure in 5 years that you didn't make the mistakes that man did or man from man's era did? You see what I'm trying to say? So
man's happy to get to the age man is, man.
Even man.
Yeah, man's blessed, bro.
Because enough people ain't even
make it to this age. And not even just talking about dad from the roles. I'm just talking about like natural causes
or anything. Yeah.
Like they had a family, they had a wife, they had everything going for them, nice job. Everything was going well for them, and they're not here anymore. So, man, I'm happy. I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah, appreciate life, so you can keep on learning. The minute you try to stop learning, and that's when you really don't even deserve to be here.
No, trust me.
Straight. I'm happy with that, man. But tune the people in with what you're doing because you've got your own podcast. So tell everyone about your podcast.
Right now, we're doing Free Smoke podcast. That's just a podcast. This is about entertainment really, isn't it? About the music scene and stuff like that. Obviously we're gonna have like other people when they're like yourself so you can talk about what you guys are doing here and like even entrepreneurship people in the community and stuff like that. Just create awareness, man, and just have some real authentic content.
That's it, man.
That's all, man.
So go and check out Free Smoke, man.
Come on, man. Big up your mom, man, as well, man. Really Wayne.
Big up my mom, man.
Always keep doing your thing as well, man.
Yeah, now we're going to have to get a part two, man. There's enough you didn't do. There's enough you didn't ask. Yeah.
No, there's loads. There's loads.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man. But it's love, man.
No, love always, bros, man.
Right, cool, man. Big up, man.
Salaam alaikum.
Cool. Thanks a lot.